You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
Welcome back to a deadline day edition of Game Week, a title decider coming up this weekend with a double on the horizon after a flurry of J's causing joy, cleaning up like J cloths last time out with Johnny, Yanelt, Jota and Rijalison all in the team of the week. Welcome back to Game Week. Dan Pryor, hello.
Hi.
Will it be Salah or will it be KDB, the FPL plan destroyer, who you give the armband to? Or will you give it to someone like Harold Kane?
Yeah, what are you on about? Why would I give it to KDB? What's going on there?
Well, KDB and Salah, that's all the talk before the big Liverpool-Man City game on the Sunday. Who's going to be the star?
Oh.
KDB seems to be the form player, does he? But do you still own Salah?
Good question. No.
Mm, pertinent. Wow. You've dropped him. I can't believe it. Is this a recent move?
Yeah, last night, because I thought his value was going to go down.
Unbelievable. I also got rid of Mane. I've run out of patience with Mane now. I mean, it seems like... I think the Africa Cup of Nations and all the qualifiers and everything, it's affected them this season, I think, those two, both of them. And it's taken its toll. A long season has taken its toll. But so, have you gone for the FPL plan destroyer in place of Mo Salah?
No.
Mosefine?
It's a strange setup at the moment, not to be too boring, but I've got this game week, then I'm playing my free hit the next game week. So it's only really the game week after. So I'm almost planning two game weeks ahead, in a sense, with what I do now.
Wow, so you're operating on a higher level.
Yeah.
You're currently you're 3 games ahead of everyone else.
Yeah.
We should start doing podcasts in the future then.
Yeah, good idea.
But what about things like current form and players scoring goals unexpectedly? Do you take that into account in your
thinking
way of living?
Mostly taking into account who has the most games left.
Yes, well, that's fair enough, isn't it? Yeah, the big double is the 33. Yeah, this is quite... I'm not going to take a hit on 32, but you've still got both your free hits left, haven't you? So you're definitely free hits.
And a bench boost, yeah. So there's a few toys to play with. Bought in Madison, who I don't even know will necessarily play because of their European exploits, but home to Palace... Maybe I'll keep him in the free hit team, not sure. And then they got another free double in 36 and another double in 37. So, and all their fixtures aren't bad.
He's certainly worth having. I mean, but then if you are going to be free hitting for these doubles, you know, there's not much point signing him.
But it's only one of the doubles. There's three doubles. I can't do him for all of them. So.
Yeah,
one of them I won't be doing that. I'll be playing a bench boost.
No, of course, yeah. And Leicester have doubles in all of them as well, which is in all three of them, don't they?
Yeah.
They've got double in 33, favourable double, really. Newcastle away.
Not bad.
Away. Then Everton at home, Norwich at home in 36.
Nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Surefire Iheanacho Maddison territory, isn't it, really? Surely. And then 37, Watford away and Chelsea away. But I mean, Chelsea had a little bit of a dip in form, but I think that is still quite a tough fixture for Leicester. But yeah, it's certainly worth getting Leicester players in, quite undoubtedly.
Yeah, it's just tricky with their defence. I got stitched up on Thomas the other week, but then he hasn't played in Europe, so maybe he'll be back this game week at home to Palace. And I've got another free transfer, but I don't know if I'm going to play.
I thought you had James Justin, but it was Luke Thomas you got in, wasn't it, in terms of the cheap Leicester option?
It turned out he had a little niggle, so it just didn't really show up, but I mean, Rogers said he had a bit of an injury, so I think he was on the bench the other day. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I've got another free transfer and I don't know if I'm going to bother playing it this week. I might just store it up, do my free hit, and hopefully I'll still have two free transfers after that. I know that the free hit sometimes messes with how your transfers work.
Oh, it does. Yeah, the free hit. If you've got two banks, the free hit takes rid of your extra one, doesn't it? Gets rid of your extra.
Does it? Yeah, well, then I might play my transfer because that's what I'm worried about. Yeah.
Horrible nightmare situation, really. Yeah, it's really quite annoying. There's no point banking transfers if you've got free hits to play, really.
But I'm possibly controversially keeping Trent and Cancelo just because even though they're playing each other and it's probably not going to be a clean sheet, either of them could do something special at any time.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, certainly.
I think I'm happy with
but you're playing them both. You're starting with both of them, aren't
you? Yeah, I think so. And I mean, with the Spurs situation, you can't not have Spurs players at the moment, can you?
No, you certainly cannot. And
I'm missing out with this
Doherty
points.
He's back to the form we saw at Wolves. He's lovely. It's lovely to see him finally coming good, even if it is for your team. But yeah, I mean, it's like he's back to, because he's been an FPL asset that's been an absolute standout performer in the past. And it's great to see him rediscovering that form, isn't it? He was like one of the top scorers last time out with 14. Richarlison got the most with his two games.
Two penalties are so annoying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so annoying. Yeah. And then Anderson doing pretty well. Joakim Anderson for Palace popping up with a little 15-point haul.
That was quite a surprising result, wasn't it, in the end?
It was, really, wasn't it? Yeah, certainly. But, yes, I think I'm thinking of Corne finding form as well going into the next Burnley double. And especially they've got Norwich away, which is a pretty favourable fixture. And then they've got Southampton and West Ham in their double. But I just think if they're going to carry on with this fight back against relegation, I think it could be possibly Corne rather than Weghorst that's going to get the goals. Because Weghorst has sort of been a bit disappointing, really, for a lot of people who had him in this last double.
Yeah, I heard he was a popular buy. It's a tricky one, isn't it? Away to West Ham.
Yeah,
well, I think I don't know if the second leg's next week, but they'll have Europe around it, away in France, and then home to Southampton. Yeah. Southampton seems to have gone off the boil, as you like to say, but
And then a little cheap Burnley defender, like, I don't know, Charlie Taylor got an assist the other night. And your guy, who have you got the other Burnley defender?
I've got Roberts. Really, he got 2 points out of the whole thing.
Roberts.
So,
In fact, you've already got rid of him.
His last few games, 2-1-0-1-1-1. So I wouldn't say he's a player to jump on board necessarily.
And this Nathan Collins, I've never heard of. I didn't know who he was. I must admit, it's the first time I've seen his name on the score sheet for Burnley. But yeah.
Well, I don't know if points are in the air tonight, but do you feel Collins could sort your team out?
Desperately trying to think of a Phil Collins. What was that one, the sad one about poor people in the street? Oh my god,
brilliant.
You know, they're really sad, Phil Collins.
I know. I'm sure you've got the genesis of a good idea there, but
I'm going to get one. And against all odds, But I think it could be Another Day in Paradise. That's the one I'm thinking of. Another Day in Paradise.
When it comes to your jokes, you can't hurry, love. You gotta take your time.
You really can't. You really can't. Oh,
we all just have to wait.
I wish you'd rain down puns on me, but sometimes they just take a long time.
I'm worried you're on Google now.
But I am, definitely. I mean, Phil Collins' hits are not my strong point, to be honest. Although,
you surprised
I do remember
me.
The album No Jacket Required being quite a big one back in the day.
Well, we should probably move on from Phil Collins anyway, yeah. Buster.
Yes, we should. We haven't got time for it. Oh, wow. Nice, yeah. Let's definitely move on. Yes, I was thinking in terms of defenders, Arsenal have got a double and Arsenal have got a couple of injuries in defence.
Yeah.
So there might be some cheapness. This Tavares, the 70s disco band, 4.3, he looks like, because Tierney's out for the season.
Yeah, but have you heard Tiramisu, what they might be doing?
What are they going to do?
There's rumours that they might, and this would affect even more people, not just Tavares or Tierney owners, might play Saka left back.
What? Oh, right.
So if you own Saka, that could be a possible impact.
I do own Saka. That's going to limit his attacking options, isn't it?
Possibly. Apparently, when he was before he was in the main team, he's one of those players who can play in multiple positions, and he's considered that.
Yeah, I imagine he'd do a fullback. Good job. Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know what your knowledge is of this Tavares, but the geezer gets pulled off. Careful how I word this. Every game he plays by about half time. So.
Right. Okay. Well. Yeah.
And I'm wondering how it's going to affect Ramsdale, because I've got Mr. Ramsdale in defence. And
Mr. Ramsdale, yeah. Yes, in goal. Yeah, he's been good for you this season, hasn't he?
He's been off and on lately, but yeah, I'm worried that these injuries might with a party and
yeah. I mean, a penny for your thoughts on Tavares, certainly. I mean, heaven must be missing an angel if he's not going to be playing. But I mean, I was just thinking he might be a 4.3 million bargain, but now you've completely blown that out of the water. And defensively, they looked a bit shaky last time out. So,
well, I think
I wonder if Arsenal suddenly turned the corner and gone back to old Arsenal. I don't know.
Well, I think Brighton this is as good a game as they could have, because from what I was reading, I think Brighton haven't scored a goal for 5 games or something like that. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
All right, they haven't scored for 3.
Yeah, they haven't. Oh my God, Brighton are awful. They had 31 shots against Norwich and didn't score one goal, and they missed a penalty. So they are truly woeful in terms of scoring at the moment.
I think they got one in their last 6. Yeah.
Yeah, I've still got Laka and Saka, but I mean, Laka I have to keep for the double, I suppose, but he's sort of running out of patience with him.
He was popping up with the old assists, wasn't he? What would be interesting is if their old boy Welbeck, who played 90 minutes against Norwich, comes back to haunt them. That would be interesting.
Yes, but that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. At home, I think Arsenal have been very good at home on daytime kickoffs. Yeah. They had this Monday night curse, didn't they? So maybe they'll be back to their old selves.
Certainly, Pryor. But yeah, I have 2 transfers. I've got rid of Mane and put KDB in, but as we know, he's an FPL plan destroyer, so I'm expecting a blank from him any moment soon. And then, I mean, I had to put Bowen back in. I mean, he's come back from injury and just carried on with the form that he had before he got injured. It's just insane. As soon as he comes back, goal and assist, no messing.
Wild player.
I mean, he's been a must-have. My old player, but I think I had him first. I think I had him.
No way.
I knew about Bowen when he was still at Hull, Dan. Come on, mate. Come on. You didn't even know who he used to play for.
I thought he was a plane, 747.
No, it's not a Boeing. Yeah, Boeing. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's jokes available as an NFT afterwards, by the way. If you want to buy it, get in touch.
Looking at what most people are doing, ignoring your Boeing buy, is getting Fernandes, old Bruno Fernandes, because they're playing relegation threatened Everton, who can't help shipping goals at the moment. Then they're in a double home to Norwich, which makes up for the away to Liverpool. So I know that Fernandes has been a very popular switch from Salah.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Okay. Yeah. Of course, the people that are offloading Salah and getting him in. Mm. Yeah, that's a decent shout. But I mean, they've still got Liverpool. They've got Liverpool in there, one of their doubles, haven't they? Liverpool away.
Yeah, but I mean, that double is offset by a home game to Norwich. I mean,
hey, people talking about Fred as being a really cheap, good option for the in the Manchester United side at the moment.
Well, they used to be 10p. I mean.
Very good, very good Freddo joke there, Poirier. But I mean, he's had he's come up with a few little assists. He's scored goals as well, hasn't he? He seems like a different player, Fred, at the moment. I mean, I don't want to get too carried away with Fred, but he's only 4.9 and he seems to play every week.
I feel like I'd be Fred up if I got him, so I'm not gonna.
I think I would be instantly, yeah.
What points did you score, Ronaldo keeps getting ill,
possibly still
suspicious illnesses, yeah, because I mean someone I could get in for that double on my free hit with them home to Norwich.
Yeah, he's like the sort of person you want on a free hit, isn't he?
Not really that bothered about the away game to Liverpool. I think that's just extra, you know, maybe they'll get a point or two each, but home to Norwich is very appealing. But if he's back from his sniffles, but is he going to be back to his old self? It's hard to know. Is he just going to score a double points every three games?
He got that one hat-trick, didn't he? And then that you think, oh, great, he's finally back to his old best. But is he? It's hard to say. I mean, I don't know which game week to use my free hit in, to be honest, having only got one left. I just can't see me replacing Kane before the end of the season, really, because he's bang back in form now, isn't he?
I thought
I got rid of Coutinho. I thought Coutinho's gone a bit quiet of late and he's got a blank coming up. So I thought that his time had come.
Fair enough.
So he's gone out for Bowen. But I think, you know, we've still got Hwang. I mean, Hwang was a bit disappointed last time out. In terms of points, Dan, you asked, I got 54 points.
Is that net? Or
yeah, which was 43. That's net. I didn't make any transfers. Oh, okay.
I got 49.
Rudiger got his goal. Yeah, really good. Got that lovely goal. Doherty got 14. Robertson,
I just want to spit in the general direction of Holgate club owners, because quite a lot of people seem to have Holgate, and that was someone who started on the bench in the first game and then he came on and started playing because there was an injury in the warm-up, I think it was. It wasn't even in the match. So then he started in midfield over like the likes of Dele Alli, by the way. And then he does well in that game, does all right in the next game. He comes back with quite a lot of points. It was really annoying. It lost me a head-to-head. Yeah. So let me tell you, I'm not happy.
That's why you're annoyed about Holgate. Yeah, that was a bit of a lucky one, to be honest. Anyone who had Holgate, surely. I mean, I'd love it if Frank Lampard took Everton down. It would be one of the best stories for years, wouldn't it? It'd be just be funny.
I don't know if he's going to get a sack or what.
You know, he might go before the end of the season. Wow, I can't believe those Everton fans. You know, they nearly got that Portuguese manager. Or a Greek manager, and they were going, no, they were writing graffiti saying, get Lampard in.
I think they were putting much more aggressive graffiti in that.
Yeah, you asked for it, you've got it now, so just deal with it. But I mean, yeah, Everton are looking woeful at the moment. And Hwang's days are numbered. I mean, he had one chance, did you see? He had one decent chance when he came on a sub.
I did not. Game, but, I just saw he was a sub. I couldn't believe my eyes, like three games in a row.
It's not long for my team, I'll tell you that much.
With Jimenez out as well, I mean, it's ludicrous.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. It's just Johnny scoring all the points for Wolves at the moment. And what is the world coming to when that's happening?
Yeah, it's a dead rubber.
I do not know. It really is, yeah. So, well, there we go. I mean, the big one is that the next is the double, isn't it? It's just, we should know more about the
later doubles.
Still some teams, yeah, the later doubles, like the games for Man City and Chelsea have yet to be decided when they're going to happen.
There's talk about West Ham are due one, but it could become 1 week blank and one double, or just two in a row, two games in a row. Yeah, keep an eye on all that. But I think it's the FA Cup ties that we need to find out about, isn't it? And they're coming up pretty soon.
I think they're next week, are they? Midweek next week, I think.
So by then we'll know.
Remember, Yeah, I remember looking as potentially, I thought, oh, Forest might be in an FA Cup semi-final, but it wasn't to be. It wasn't to be. On another day, we would have beaten one of the best teams in the land, and hopefully we'll be playing them in the Premier League next season prior. I mean, it's like, I know it's not relevant to fantasy football, but Nottingham Forest are flying under Stevie Cooper. I mean, what a very unfortunate face, but one hell of a football manager.
Really?
Have you seen his face?
I have not. I'm unfamiliar.
Have you? Oh, mate. You Google it. Let's get your reaction. Google Steve Cooper's face. Matt Ford, who I do rock and roll football with, he says he looks like he always looks like he's coming up on a pill.
All right.
Good.
Can I just say, what is this going to do to my recommended searches and stuff after this when I now search this? Okay.
Put him,
okay. Yeah.
He's a lovely guy. Lovely, little
is
face.
Is he all right?
He's amazing, mate. He's don't be fooled by the appearance, because he is.
Yeah, he looks like
he transformed this club. He's transformed the club. It's unbelievable what he's done.
Who's that? He looks like a Guillermo del Toro, like, you know, Pan's Labyrinth, like one of those sort of animatronic.
Oh, puppets. Wow. That's Pan's Labyrinth. He looks like he's in a Spanish horror.
Yeah, in Hellboy, when they see some, you know, the troll
Pan's
people.
Pan's Labyrinth. Yeah. Pan's Labyrinth is good. Yeah, he hasn't got eyes in his hands. I mean, I remember the guy. Chunk from
what was his name? The guy from the Goonies.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Yeah, Chunk from the Goonies.
Not Chunk.
Oh, Sloth. Sloth.
If
it's
he
like
made it,
Chunk and Sloth with Chunk.
Just Sloth.
Chunk and Sloth had babies.
And a xenomorph from Alien. He's got that sort of. He's got that weird little sort of inside mouth. Mouth inside his mouth, almost.
Yeah, yes, he has a little. Wow, yeah.
And a little bit of Spud from Trainspotting.
Yes, just a hint of Spud.
And then maybe a sprinkle of Stuart Pearce. But I mean, like you said. Good bloke.
I think partly it disarms him. You know, people go, oh, he's a lovely guy. Look at him, poor guy. Look at this amazing face that looks like an alien / Spud / Sloth. And they warm to him. It's and he is one hell of a motivator. Took us from the bottom of the table to promotion chasers. I can't speak highly enough of him. And I love his face.
Why can't you speak highly enough?
I can't, because I can't go any higher than this then.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I can do.
I've seen a nice black and white photo of him in his playing days, and he's got a moustache.
Did he? Oh, that's probably a good idea for him, that, actually.
Just to cover up a bit of his head. Good. Well, thank you for derailing this whole podcast, the last 5 minutes. Sorry to everyone who is related to Steve Cooper. And if anyone does look like him, I apologise. It was just a bit of light-hearted banter. It's skin deep, as Dyson was saying. You know, if you are facially challenged, that is perfectly okay, because it's what's inside. That
beauty counts. Is in the eye of the beholder, Dan, isn't it? Yeah, exactly, exactly. A fantasy football may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.